Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? Yo, you already know what the fuck this is. It's PSA Radio. I am Timbo. I'm here joined with my brother Dre. Three Letter Man, what's good, man?
Man, what's poppin', Timbo? It's Three Letter Man, motherfucking PSA to a motherfucking radio, man. What's good, my G?
Man, we got some shit to speak on today, man. Flatline 3 just happened yesterday. And not only am I disappointed, I'm actually out some money. Right, I'm out some money on this battle, on this event. My dumbass fucking church of daylight to bring bars. We'll get on that in a little bit. But we got to speak on this Sharone versus Charlie Clips battle first. Now, you've had a chance to check it out. What happened? What is everybody speaking about? And what did Clips say?
All right, well, first of all, shout out to King of the Dot, Organic, Lush, all those guys over here, Bishop Bugatti, all those brothers over here, King of the Dot. First off. You know what I mean? Y'all take some time. Y'all order the event. I'm not going to kill your pockets. Order the event and shit. You know what I mean? I actually got to watch some of the battles. I actually watched two of the battles that everybody's talking about. I took time to watch Charlie Clips and Sharone and Daylight and Pat Stay. This is not good, bro. This is not good. First of all, I'm confused. I'm confused when people are saying that. If it doesn't go on URL, it doesn't count. I saw a lot of discussion this morning on Twitter with that shit. As a battle rap fan, we can't condone that, y'all. What's going on out here? So nothing counts? So if LeBron and the Cavs beat the fucking Milwaukee Bucks, it doesn't count? This is what battle rap that shit has piled into? Like, what? Come on, man. We can't be living like this, y'all, for real. You know what I mean? Like, and this is why I shout out ARP and them RBE fans because they're giving cats chances to get on their platform. You think Oops, Rosenberg, Roy, these cats can get it back on URL? That ain't happening. So a lot of cats that's on the come up, they need these outlets to fucking showcase their fucking their skills and shit. Timbo, man, I watch this shit, bro. Listen, Charlie looked like he was not interested. I got to keep it a buck. I mean, I didn't go to body language university, but I damn sure know when a nigga's acting like he's not interested in something. I know if I tell my son to come here and help me take something in the garage, his facial expression, I know he's not interested. I'll tell him, all right, go back to you and go play with your toys, man. Fuck it. You ain't trying to help out right now. Your mind's not here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Clips looked tired. He apologized for the lack of preparation. I mean, he says he won a battle. He takes Sharone, but he got bigger fish to fry, which is Lux and Hollow. Like, he said that a couple times in his rhymes and shit. Like, he's basically saying his mind is not here.
Yeah.
When is that cool? And then
here's the thing.
We got to start again.
Here's my thing. I mean, he did say his mind is on Lux and Hollow, but those battles aren't until Gnome and Summer Madness. If his mind is really there. So my thing is, you know, Gnome is in, is what? Is that like April, right? Or April around there? Or it could be April, May, or June. So in those 3 months right there. And May, June. And then you got Summer Madness is in September.
August, September,
exactly. So, I mean, come on, man. This, he got to be able to prep for Sharone. A lot of people were looking forward to this battle. Me being one of them. I don't get it, man. I don't understand it. Clips sounded, you know, I've spoken to Clips. He sounded he's into it. You know, he wasn't able to speak a lot. He was prepping for Sharone, this and that. I don't know, man. You know, I feel bad for Sharone, too, just because he rewrote his shit for Clips. I don't know, man.
Here's the thing, Timbo. Charlie Clips has to understand this. You're really in everybody's top three, if not top five, my dude. You just waxed T-Rex, a fucking legend. You just 3-0'd this man. You got him up the fuck up out of here. So, basically, you're Tupac right now, my nigga. All eyes are on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if I'm going up demeanor alone, my nigga, body language alone, Clips look like he didn't give two fucks about this battle. And I got to keep it real. Tony Clips is one of my favorite battle rappers. I like that dude a lot. Good dude.
Yeah.
But I got to call it what it is.
All right, Dre, I got a question for you now. Clips being in that top spot and this being against Sharone, you know, like you said, you have all these people out there saying it doesn't count if it's not on URL. Let's remind everybody this was not a title match. I'm not condoning, not preparing. But does this battle and how he did change your perspective on him? Is he still not your number one? Or is he still your number? Is he not your number one, or is he still your number one?
Listen, I don't want to put nobody number one. He's in my top three. He's still in my top three. It's the same thing like T-Rex. He bullshitted us for how many rounds against fucking Charlie Clips, but he's still a legend.
Did Clips fall in your ranking after this battle?
No, I'm disappointed. I don't think he's gonna fall in my rankings, but I'm just disappointed. Because you know what Charlie Clips I'm not expecting this Charlie Clips.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that is why though that is why he can afford to do that. It's because he's at that top. You're right. I mean, he is that number one dude. So when you give people, when he's on the stage saying, yo, I got Lux and Hollow, I'm going to prepare for them, I feel like, you know, he's able to kind of take it off just because of who he is. I'm not saying that I condone it or other people out there should condone it, but, I mean, I think it's just a fact. It's just the way it is. You know, he could afford to do that.
But why though? When is he battling Lux? Is he battling Lux and Hollow in the next couple of weeks on some Averb shit where his schedule is fucking crazy? No. Come on, bro. No. Yo, my man, Clips. It's not like Clips landed there, got his hotel room, grabbed a sandwich, and started writing rhymes. I mean, he freestyled a lot. I don't want to go through the bars and shit. I wait for y'all to watch it yourself, but he freestyled a lot of the battle. You know what I'm saying? Even Sharone for the clip, like, yo, my man, you just coming off like you just doing this for a payday. I know you're not really taking this serious. And if you're Sharone,
I think that's the fucked up part, too, is because of how great Sharone has been. I think that's where it's a little bit disappointed, and I feel, oh, where the fuck Sharone is coming from, man? Like, this dude been busting his ass, battling and shit, and winning. And,
right.
You know, this is... He said it on PSA, man, this battle of his life. This is the biggest battle.
Sharone even told us that he revamped his fucking three rounds after watching T-Rex.
He rewrote his shit. I think that's where it gets to be fucked up, to where you don't prepare for that. And I know he said he had shit going on again, right? There was personal shit. He's lucky.
Yeah, he had personal shit.
He made the battle. You know, he's lucky he made the battle and everything like that. I'm not going to speak on this because I don't really know what happened or whatever. You know what I mean? He could have, you know?
And like Levi Dennis says, he has enough time to prepare for people. You have enough time, my dude. It's not like there's a date set. Like, we know, okay, you're going to battle Lux or Hollow on fucking December 12th. And he's out in fucking Hollow December 18th. That's not happening. You're not battling these niggas this year. It's going to be next year, bro. 2014, we got 1 month left. I mean, I don't like that shit. K.O., I see you out there, my G. You're saying we're being politically correct. How? We're speaking battle rap, my nigga. I mean, if you pay to go to an event or pay to see your favorite team play ball, if you're a LeBron James fan, you want to see LeBron go out there, dunk, and do what he do. Do you not?
I wanted, and you said something before we actually came on the show when we were speaking. You said how organic expression was. Can you tell everybody about what he looked like?
I don't know if it was. I want to say it's the third round where Clips was rapping, or the second round. And man, if organic look on his face is like, bruh, really, Clips, man? I mean, if looks can kill, and he didn't say this. I'm just going off how his demeanor was. You know what I mean? And you know what? I got to keep it real. I got to look at the league owners now. Are y'all doing this for views? Are you doing this for people to click on your site? Because if you know these cats are going to come to your league and not take it serious, why book them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I understand it's a business. It's a fucking business. You got to start thinking at the door. You got to help your brand expand. I get it. But I'm not feeling that, though, my G. I'm not. I just can't give Charlie a pass for that, my dude. That's not. And then, yo, shout out to my man, BX Legend 84. He just fucking tweeted out what Charlie Clip says. And I quote right now, it's been a while, my friends. Y'all know I just sit back and let y'all fans write about me all day. When I see my boy Danny Myers and other battle rappers make a post, it's time to talk. I battle Hollowhand, Dirtbag Dan, Daylight, and Casino King of the Dot. I was fired all those battles. The Illmac battle was not King of the Dot. They picked up the footage from the Arizona event. Long story short, I never half-assed or disrespected King of the Dot. Y'all think I disrespected the league and Sharon because I freestyled all three rounds, huh? But what you don't know, I canceled the Sharon battle. Man, the past few weeks, I've been through so much shit, so I canceled. Me and Organic chopped it up, and he did ask me to battle. He actually respected my situation, but as an owner, he was going to take a tremendous hit refund-wise if I didn't come. Y'all say I'm full of excuses and et cetera, but don't realize I put myself on the line to help an event. No one should own his fire, and I have absolutely no rounds, and I get booed, super criticized, et cetera, just to help an event. King of the Dot has a great event, but I'm taking the backlash because people think I don't care. That's a quote from Charlie Pitts.
Damn.
Your thoughts?
I'm glad he said something, though. A lot of these battlers don't say anything about it.
He cares about battle rap. Listen.
He does.
I'm thinking back to the bar exam. The bar exam. When it was him, Goods, and DNA. Charlie Clips won all that shit. You could tell he knew all the answers. This man watches battle rap. He's a battle rap fan. He's a battle rapper, but he's a fan also.
I think Clips just doesn't want to let people down. He doesn't want to let his fans down, man.
Obviously. As he should.
He doesn't want to do
As
that.
He should. You don't want to get fans down.
Yeah.
You want to come to the court every night and have a good game, my dude. You want
so
to go 27-7.
Now that we're reading that, and now that Clips released that, and, you know, the look on Organic's face when Clips was in his third, is it like, look, man, you guys already discussed this. You know, you can't, there shouldn't be any expression that you have in being mad at Clips.
Right,
you guys have discussed this. I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know if this was discussed with Sharon, though. You know, did Clips talk to Sharon about it or whatever was going on? Did Sharon know that there was things going on that he was – I mean, I'm sure Sharon's not going to go into the battle knowing that Clips is about to freestyle three rounds or whatever the case is. But, you know, I feel like because of this, this win isn't going to really count for Sharon. I mean,
are you saying it's the asterisk, like Barry Bonds?
I
got to put an asterisk on the home runs and shit.
I was just going to say there's going to be an asterisk on this win.
Damn.
Because it's like, look, I mean, it's going to be a win. We count these things, but it's like he beat Clips, but he didn't beat Clips. If that makes sense to anybody out there.
I understand what you're saying. No, you're making perfect sense. I see where you're going with it.
He didn't beat the Clips. It's not like we can't legitimately say because Sharon beat Clips that, oh my gosh, Sharon's better than Clips or whatever it is, you know? Just because Clips came in freestyle three rounds. And let's be real, he was actually still getting he was getting reaction from people. You know, that first round he was getting love from the fans too. I just think it's an asterisk on this battle, man. And it's unfortunate.
Very unfortunate because, you know what? If we get the Clips that's at an 80 to 100, we already know what kind of damage he could do.
Yeah.
You know? Fact. Like, this is Charlie Clips we're talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, he put the statement out. He knows he has his big fan base. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
Yeah.
I feel like KO just tweeted us right now, and I think he's right, man. Like, it doesn't affect Sharon, and it doesn't affect Clips. It's kind of like a wash battle, kind of, like, you know.
But, all right, you know, I agree with KO for that, but, my nigga, that's not fucked up, though.
It is fucked up.
Like, why does battle rap gotta be now that it doesn't matter for Sharon. I see where KO's going with that. I agree with him. But
yeah.
Why has it got to be like that? It's my question.
I mean, here's the thing. Are you really going to look back and be like, oh, shit, Sharon beat Cliff? Like, you know, it's going to be a standout moment in Sharon's career? No. Okay, it's not. He beat Cliff, but he didn't beat Cliff. I mean, I think these artists, and I know Sharon wanted Cliff to come on a day game. Of course he wanted Cliff to come on a day game.
Of course.
You know, and I don't know. It's just unfortunate, man.
Come on, son. It's Sharon we're talking about here. He's saying this is the biggest battle of his career here.
Of his life, man.
He's building up, he's trying to build up his resume. And like you said, a lot of people are going to put the asterisk behind him. They're going to sit there and say, hey, you ain't really beat Clips. He freestyled three rounds. And that's the world we live in. It's fucked up to say. But this, I agree totally. It's going to be asterisk under his name for this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
don't know, B.
I want to speak on this. So that's Sharon and Cliff. I want to speak on this next battle, bro. First of all, anybody that was listening, man, I actually lost money on this battle. I don't know if anybody out there does bets on battles, but I owe my bro heavy bag $50 because Pat Stay won the title. I was here thinking that Daylight would not bring an antics and would bring bars and win on that. You guys can light me up for that. That's cool. But Daylight and Pat Stay. Now, I was looking at updates. I was shout out to BattleRap.com, by the way. Chris from BattleRap.com. You know what I mean? That dude fucking works hard. He was throwing up a lot of updates and videos, too, man. And it would look like Daylight wore a Slade costume, if I'm not mistaken. He was shackled and chained. And that's all I needed to see, by the way. I knew it was over because of what he was wearing and that antic right there. I knew it was done. There was no way that he was going home with the crown. Now, did you watch it, and what did you think, man?
I watched it. Daylight, I understand where you're trying to go with this, and it is what it is, Timbo. He's going to King of the Dot. There's predominantly white folks there. He's trying to act like he's a slave. So I don't know if he's trying to say he's slave to King of the Dot, or he's slave to the white man, or he's slave to battle rap, this, that, and the third. Daylight, I would say this to you, my G. If you're trying to paint the picture that you're a slave to battle rap, my nigga, you're getting paid. Slaves weren't getting paid. The same people that you're probably calling your slave masters, they're actually giving you money and flying you in, are they not? So to me, it's like, okay, that's cool, but if I use my noodles, my intelligence, and knowledge itself, I have to know that that's cool, but that don't make no fucking sense what you're doing to me. All right? You got some cat whooping you on stage. And let's talk about the rhymes for a minute. I'm not going to give the quotables. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to disrespect King of the Dot like that. Y'all get it. Y'all go on pay-per-view and watch it yourself. I would say this, and I said this numerous times about Daylight. He can rap, but it's rapping. My nigga, when he's battling Pat Stay, he's not in front of Pat Stay. He's looking at the crowd. He's rapping. It's like he's trying to let people know he's nice. It's like he's rapping for a bunch of executives at Def Jam. Like, yo, I got skills. I can rap. But he's not really attacking Pat Stay. So,
I don't know what to say about the battle, man. I don't know what to say. I think, first of all, I do want to say that I think it was in King of the Dot's best interest for Pat to retain the title just because now everyone will get their Sharon versus Pat Stay. I firmly believe that will 100% go down at Blackout. That's what everybody wants to see in King of the Dot. Is, oh, my gosh, Sharon versus Pat Stay, I think that needs to happen. Now, if Sharon would have still beat Cliff and Daylight would have won, Daylight would have beat Pat, Sharon's already been on record saying he will not battle Daylight. It's not going to happen.
Won't battle Daylight, no matter what.
So, what do you do? So, who is going to end up battling for that crown? I mean, Diz is banned from King of the Dot. Can't have Diz battle for the crown. Who else is worthy to battle for that? Clips, yeah, but he just lost to Sharon, so I don't feel like you would be able to give him that shot, that title shot right after a loss on the next event. In my opinion, I don't think that will work. But I mean, I don't know, man. That's kind of how I feel about it. I think it was best for King of the Dot for Pat to retain the crown. Cerrone versus Pat Stay needs to go down now. I mean, I'm fairly positive it will.
Well, like I said, you guys watch the battle. Pat Stay did call out Cerrone a couple times. You know what I'm saying? Like, he incorporated a couple of his lines. I looked at Cerrone at the beginning of the battle. He saluted Cerrone for beating Charlie Clips. And he made it sound like the way he came off to me, he was like, yeah, fuck it, set it up. Okay, let's get it popping. I'm down to battle this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
I want to ask you a question, Timbo. Okay, go ahead. I want to ask you,
go ahead, man.
Ask me what. I was going to ask you a question because I see on Twitter today people talking about it doesn't matter with Charlie Cook's battle. It doesn't matter if now you already doesn't count, this, that, and the third. Now, I've always said about King of the Dot, I respect his league, but I think also, and somebody said this to me today, I think they need to build some more guys over there. You see what I'm saying? And the reason I'm saying this, come look at the business standpoint right now. Nah, Timbo, hear me out. Because you know why? Let's be real. Arcane, 100 Bullets, Pat Stay,
yep.
Cerrone, Low Pesci. Those are really the real deal. Rone. I don't know. Danny Myers probably battles on there a couple times. And I think Chilla again on there a couple times. I've been able to brand those guys and try to get them in talent. Because I believe a lot of the fans don't give them the utmost respect that they deserve because of that. Because they feel they're grabbing URL rappers over here. You get what I'm saying? That's what I take from people. Listen to them today. That's what I get.
I mean, yeah, people have been saying that. People said that forever, man. I mean, I don't know. That's so touchy because, I mean, we've already spoken, you know, we've heard from Beasley about the whole thing. But then again,
right.
you have URL saying, yo, salute to your event, man. Good luck. So obviously...
Right.
They're not uptight about
it. But see, Timo, there's a difference. We're talking about smacking them on league owners and that. I'm talking about the fans.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of fans come at me today on some like, yo, they always grabbing URL rappers. I don't got a problem. You know what I'm saying? As long as you rap, I don't care. But I do agree that King of the Dot should try to breed some other rappers also so that talk can get eliminated. You see what I'm saying? Because now you got niggas saying, oh, well, when these URL rappers come to King of the Dot, they're not giving 800 and shit. But I got to give Chris his props. I mean, he battled, Daylight. That was in King of the Dot, right? Okay.
Yep.
And he showed up. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I want you to read this really quick. I don't know if you can go to your mentions right now. I don't want to read while I'm driving and cause a major pileup over here. But are you able to read this Daylight statement that he has here?
All right.
It should be in your mentions, and I just kind of want to know what this says. This Daylight Cat. This guy, I don't know about this guy, man. This guy is...
Well, speaking of Daylight, I mean, I see his Bill Cosby shit he did. Daylight, man, you gotta chill, bro. I mean, sometimes I understand you're the king of trolls, and you did the Paul Walker shit when he passed away, the Robin Williams shit when he passed away. It's just... too much, bro. It's just too much, man. After a while, it's like, bro, I mean, how much attention do you need, my dude? Like, it's a little too much, bro.
There you go. Oh, man. It's interesting with Daylight, man. I don't know. I feel like, we're talking about him more than Pat. Pat won.
But see, that's my man. This is what happens in a Daylight battle. We've seen this with B-Man. We've seen it. You want to battle Daylight and Sirius Jones? If you listen to my dude, this might happen to you too. You're going to go out there thinking it's rap, and you don't know what Daylight you're going to get. It's like flip a coin. You got to sit there and pray before you leave your hotel room, like, all right, before you hit the stage on some, like, all right. Hopefully this man brings some bars and shit. Once you see him dressed up in a costume, it's over. You just know it's over. This is going left. This battle's not going to really pop off. It's going to go way left. You know what I mean? So,
were you able to find that
call right there, man?
Yeah, were you able to find that statement, though, that he just said?
Nah, I didn't see.
No. Should be in there. All right, all right. We'll check it out in a second. But
no, hold on, Timbo. Take 347-569 right quick. 659.
Hold on 1 second. Hold up.
Y'all call up, man. Let's talk battle rap tonight. What's good, man? Let's talk about all this shit that's going on. Let's try to come to some type of understanding or see if we can dig our brains about this battle rap shit. What's good?
Yes, sir. All right, hold on. We're gonna get. Let me get one person in here before that wants to talk about shit. 1 second, man. Let's go. Hold up. Let's go. People got to speak on this, man. I know people want to talk about this whole clip shit.
Hey, y'all don't take too much time. We're gonna try to get mad people in here, man.
860-637.
Yo, what's up?
What's good, my G?
What's going on, three? Yo.
Five.
This all I just want to touch on the Charlie Clifton real quick. The Charlie Clifton Sharon battle. I peeped it real fast. Listen, man, nobody gives a shit about Sharon or King of the Dot when it comes to battles like this. As soon as that shit got announced, I said, yo, if Clips win, they're gonna say, okay, so Clips did what he was supposed to. He beat Sharon. If Sharon wins, nobody cares, bro, because once you think about it, you break down, think about, like, an A-Verb resume. When you think of A-Verb, you're going to think Math, Young Miles, Charlie Cliff, Rex, Arsenal, Hitman, Hollow, Bang. Nobody's thinking, you know, Caustic. Nobody's thinking of no Illmatic versus A-Verb. Like, King of the Dot, them just don't matter, honestly. They matter, but they don't matter as much as Smack. That's what I'm saying.
Let me ask you a question. You're a big battle rap fan, my nigga. You ain't one of those dudes that came watching battle rap yesterday.
Hold on, let's rephrase that. He's a big Smack URL.
Nah, I watch this. It's some dope battles on King of the Dot and on other places. Don't get me wrong, I expect that he and everything. They definitely do.
Syndicate Cartel, RBE.
Yeah, definitely. Syndicate Cartel, I like that. QP and Arsenal, honestly, one of my favorite battles this year. It's probably like top 7 or 8 battles this year to me. That QP and Arsenal, that shit was fire. But this is all I'm saying. The King of the Dot shit, if you lose on King of the Dot, bro, that shit don't even matter. Like, what is it going to affect? What are we saying now? Are you Sharon better than Clips? No. So what does it change? Did Sharon stock rise crazy high? No, because nobody's going to care. That shit's going to drop. I'm telling you exactly what's going to happen. It's going to drop, right? It's going to get 100,000 views the first week. It's going to get, once it gets 200,000 views, that's it. No one's going to talk about it no more. It's going to be talked about for 3 days. And that's it. I mean, Clips and Rex, damn near at 1 million views. Why would Clips care about Sharon if he got Hollow and he got Lux on Smack?
But my nigga, those are months down the road, though. Zip. It's not like he's battling niggas this year.
It doesn't even matter. I want him at 100% for those. I'd rather him freestyle these three and have a whole bunch in the clip for those two.
So you can it's your job, though, Zip. What you do for it's your job, my nigga.
But listen, they put him on that card for a reason, bro. They put that name, Charlie Clifts, to sell tickets. That's why they put his name on the card.
I agree with that.
Who else was on that card,
man?
Tell me one other name on that card besides maybe the Pat Stay that people are going to
come
and
get. Hold up. You playing with me, three? You going to sit here right now and try to tell me people are buying tickets to go see Cortez perform? Nobody's going
to see Cortez. He's popular. King of the Dot, though. He's popular over there.
Bro, Cortez
can't even get
a headline
anywhere. He can't headline in any league. Not even not in
any
league. He can't go to a, I don't even know. What's a horrible league? I don't know, man. But he can't go anywhere. He can't go to that, that league that...
A-Hat.
He
can't go to A-Hat. He can't go to fucking...
He can't go to A-Hat and headline. Bro, Cortez is a... He's a scrub. Let's call it what it is. Nobody can tell
me,
Cortez. See what Cortez doing. Cortez been battling since had ice on lines then, and he's like the newborn. He's like he's the mid-tier newborn. He's just jogging in one spot. But he said you're on a treadmill. You ain't going nowhere. Your career is jogging in place. That's what he's been doing for 4 or 5 years now. Like, Cortez, nobody checking for Cortez. They put Clips on that card to sell tickets. And if he really did try to cancel it, then Organic should have known. Like,
let me ask you a question, my dude. You watch sports like the rest of us here. Niggas call this shit a sport. Don't you want, when you watch the Eagles and you watch Sanchez and them, don't you want Sanchez to rep every time they come out?
Of course, but LeBron's going to lose to the Wildcats. You feel me? LeBron's going to lose to Kemba Walker. He's going to lose to...
But he's still going to put up good numbers, though, when he's losing those.
What are people going to say? If he loses right now, he dropped 13, and LeBron had 13 points in the game, and he had, like, 2 points in, like, the last few quarters or some shit like that. What are they going to say? Oh, we went for the playoffs. We're going to see what happens when the playoffs come around. That's when LeBron needs to show up. Smack is the playoffs. Nobody cares about no regular season, regulation games. That's king of the dot. And then when we get to the playoffs,
You
strong battle rap fans, so you don't gotta agree because you don't gotta like it. Nobody's supposed to like it, but it's the truth. It's the truth. It's what it is. It's the reality of things. That shit gets a 200,000. It gets talked about
for two weeks. We should have Zip up here for a segment like every week, just fucking people up.
I just be preaching, talking my shit, my nigga. That's all. But no, come on.
Zip says the shit. No one for the shit.
Yeah, Mike, we just gotta keep it all the way real. Like Norbs was right. They did a Turkish league or whatever it is. Nobody cares about them, my nigga. They won't be watching Smack. They isn't doing anything. That's what we do. How many tweets did you see about that Flatline 3 event, bro? Let's keep it above. When Smack be having an event, the whole timeline be like, wow, this was so epic. Oh, Rex got bodied. It was such a big deal. People was talking about that Rex getting body shit for weeks until it dropped, and they talk mad shit. Sharon. Body. What does that do for Sharon? Who gives a shit? I told Sharon yesterday, no disrespect to you, my man, but nobody gives a shit if you 5-0, 6-0, 7-0, 8-0 clips on King of the Dot. If it was on Smack, it's a different story, but that's not going to do nothing for your stock. You're not going to get the title match, even though she deserves it. I'm going to give him that. He definitely deserves the title match, which is past state, because I don't know what them niggas was thinking in Daylight for the title chain, because Daylight is
around.
Right. That nigga should not be getting any type of chance like that. Whenever he gets a big spotlight, he's going to do some fuck shit. But Daylight is not even a bad rapper in my eyes. He's a fool. Like, we need to get this nigga out of here doing all that fuck shit. But I'm going to let y'all go. I'm going to go back to watching these Eagles. I just had to touch on it real quick because, man, y'all be making me mad sometimes listening to this show.
But it's okay. That's why I want you to call, my nigga. We can disagree, but you still my man, though.
Of course. I just salute y'all, though. You know, y'all definitely doing y'all thing, my nigga, 100%. And this show, I'm going to keep rolling away.
But
really
quick before you go, what do you think of M-Po? Is it dope?
Yo, who is that? I don't even know who that is.
Yo,
you see how he spelled his name? That was the first time I ever seen that. I was in the car yesterday. M, like M Pose. That shit is so. Man, listen, they booking some noise. Smack booked somebody named M Pose. They gonna put a price on his head, and I guarantee you that he's not walking out. He's not walking to Urban Plaza. He has M Pose in the car. I just want to say one last thing before I leave. This show is way better than Angry Fans. Yeah, nobody say nothing right now. It's pretty cool. Come on, man. Way better. Like, way 10 times better. That's all I had to get that out real quick. Salute
to you, my
brother.
Salute to you, my G. You already, man. You already, my nigga.
Salute,
man.
Salute, man. I hear him,
but
hey,
I agree with that last one.
Go ahead.
I got to say, so also in QP don't count?
It counts.
I don't know, bro. That counts.
All right, let's go.
That shit
go.
Crazy.
3-4-7-6-5-6.
Yo.
What's good?
Yo, that last caller got me heated, bitch. I was about to throw my damn pot, man. Oh, yo, where do I start? All right. First of all, yo, salute to the show. That's the first thing, all right?
Well, I appreciate that.
Thanks, sir. All
right. Yo, everything counts in battle rap, yo. No matter what league you at, no matter what stage you at, no matter what corner you at, no matter what cameraman is recording it, it counts. And I mean, I don't know where this logic came in battle rap.
Worse,
son. No, wait. Yeah. About certain battles don't count because it's like this new era of logic. Ever since Smack went on Black TV, said, you know, if it's not on Smack, it don't count. And then you got your worker on Black TV talking about, you know, yo, if Smack is there, it don't count. And then it makes it so crazy. And then you got battlers who actually tweet that. Like, I seen Toy Eclipse put a tweet a few weeks ago saying how old Red killed Rex, but it didn't count because, you know, only certain leagues matters. I felt like, and then fans really absorb that. Like, yo, who comes up with this logic, which is foolery, yo? And I get mad at that.
The fans.
you understand though, yo, I get really mad about that. Left caller, he said that if LeBron played the Bobcats, it didn't count. So that means tell me that when Kobe dropped 81 on the Raptors, it didn't count either, right?
Right.
Come on, man. Like, that's what I'm talking about, yo. It's a whole bunch of fuckery going on. I mean, it's
here's the thing. Here's what gets me upset. Not to cut in, but here's what gets me upset. You know, it feels like all these little leagues and King of the Dot are the ones not counting. But a lot of Smash fans, they do count Lion's Den. They do count Fight Club. A lot of fans that count Fight Club, too. So why do they count those leagues and then not a King of the Dot? Why is that?
Yo, I don't get it. You know, it's so crazy because people would say, you know, well, you know, that's a different type of league, and people going there for a check. But like as you stated though, three letter man, you know what I mean? Like, yo, don't you? All right, think about it, right? If I'm a better fan, and if I go to the event, I don't want to hear nobody freestyle for three rounds. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind nobody doing a rebuttal and all. I don't mind that. But if I come to pay $10, $40, $50 for forever, how I come in there? Event, I'm expecting three rounds from each opponent. I don't want to see half. I don't want to see one person coming with three structured rounds and another person say, "Oh man, you know what I mean?" And so like freestyling. Come on, what about my money and my time that I spend to invest to come see you? Come on, you know what I mean?
People
say, come on.
I agree.
I don't think people really care. And as far as, you know what I mean, how this counts and that doesn't count, which is all BS. Because like I said, everything counts, you know what I'm saying? Yo, QP versus QP, that counts. QP versus Arsenal, that counts. CP, C3 versus Lotte, that counts. Everything counts, you know what I'm saying? But it seems like every time Charlie Clips takes a battle and then he has a loss or a bad showing, it's Charlie Clips, you know what I mean? It's basically saying, you know, he's okay to have a bad showing, and then you know what? He did the whole Aberg thing. Well, you know what? Well, look at my past battles. I gave you this battle, I did great. I gave you that battle, I did great. We don't care about that. You're talking about right now, the battle you just had. Because think about it. You got Sharon, who, like you said, you know, rewrote his rhymes, you know what I'm saying? Well thought out schemes and everything just for Charlie Clips. And Clips comes like half ass. Come on, man. You don't do that to the fans, to the league owners.
Right.
You're right, though. It's the league owners itself who books this, like, this foolery.
Yep.
It's pure foolery. Come on, man. And then, but thing is, though, right, before I go, the thing is, though, it's like, it's so crazy because, like, if you're a battle rapper and you got a name and a higher status, you could do that. But anytime a new breed MC comes in, and then, you know, let's say they choke or whatever, or they have a bad showing, the fans are so quick to judge them. Oh, he's not ready for the main stage. Oh, he's a choke artist. But then again, you got these battles, you know what I mean? You got these top tier dudes who put them like half showing, and people give them a pass. People give them a pass.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Listen, man. Look out for the caller, man. I appreciate that.
Appreciate it, bro.
Hold on one second. It's like you said, though. It's like you said, it's the stature. It's the stature of what Clips is to where it's like, oh, yeah, I mean, so we had a bad show in the King of the Dot, whatever.
Right.
Like, it's how established he is. All right, let me get this other caller.
Hold on, before you take another call, I want to say something. It's like wrestling, Timbo. When it was WWF, WCW, and you had all these other federations, right? That's when wrestling was popping. Once Vince McMahon took over WCW, wrestling got west because now Vince don't have nobody to compete with now. It's just one federation. Imagine if there was just one, if it was just URL only. You niggas would be bitching and moaning. You'd be bitching and moaning. It ain't like URL is throwing events every fucking 2 months.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go next caller.
Let's go, man. Let's talk to the people, man. Word.
347-659.
What's going on, fellas?
Lovely, what's poppin'?
What's up, Dre? What's up, Timbo? Salute to y'all. Show this my first time calling in, yo.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah, I love y'all. You already know that. Yo. I didn't know that was Zip that was just on the line trolling. You doing too much, little nigga. Fall back.
Hey.
Lonnie, I love Zip, but he was trolling. Doing too much.
Zip has about 10 prices on his head as we're talking.
I know. He's gonna fuck around and somebody's gonna choke the life out of his young ass. Doing too much. But that's him, though. You know, I got mad love for him. I just want to say in regards to the shit that pissed me off. Now, I seen Dre going off earlier this morning in regards to what happened at the event. I'm going to just say this. The first, I have to say that the caller that just got off the line was trolling. In the beginning, he was trolling. He was stuttering. He was doing too much. But then I kind of agree with a lot of what he was saying. Like, it's a lot. It's fans is fickle. You know what I'm saying? As a fan myself, but yep. I've been stopped being fickle. I'm not anal. I'm not biased. Niggas think I'm biased. I'm really not. But in regards to a certain battlers, you know what I'm saying, it's like they can't do no harm, no wrong, and that's not right. Like he said, I'm not going to – for me, for somebody that paid my money to go to these events, you know what I'm saying, I'm not paying for a freestyle. I can go to the park and see a nigga freestyle all day. I'm not doing that.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The fact that you have ancient Chinese months to prepare, even if you've been doing this shit for 10 years or even 5 years, you don't need fucking months to prepare. You still – this is supposed to be in your blood. You're supposed to be able to do this.
Word.
So
Talk about it. Every
battle should be a classic. It shouldn't be no debatables, no choking, none of that shit. So the point I'm trying to make is that in regards to what happened with Clips and Sharon, Clips is my nigga. I love him to death. But niggas crucified Rex. Rex's nephew got killed, and they crucified him for the mixtape bars, the not showing up. You know what I'm saying? And now you're giving Clips, y'all trying to give Clips this pass. Everybody got shit going on in their life. They crucify Young Ill for the same shit. You know what I'm saying? With him and Cortez battle, they crucify him for the shit he had going on. He still showed up to battle. The battle was whack. They didn't even put the footage out. You know what I'm saying? They put the shit in the vault. So, what should be good for one battle should be good for the next. The nigga was trolling when he said the battle don't matter if it ain't on URL. Niggas, y'all trolling with that. Y'all doing too much. Y'all need to have a row, a stadium, a seat when y'all say that. Because at the end of the day, every battle supposed to matter. It's not one battle of fault that the next nigga didn't show up. That's not his fault. That is not his fault. You understand what I'm saying? So I think that when y'all say you have an asterisk next to the name of the battle, that's only for people who see it like that. I think that... For me, the way I think that, you know what I'm saying, what really happened, I'm mad conspiracy theorist, like, what really happened? You thought you was going to get bodied by Sharon, so you pull that? Because he just killed Shug. Sharon got bars, you know what I'm saying? And niggas look at it like, well, what kind of, you know, do he got the right kind of bars? The nigga got bars. I don't give a fuck what kind of bars he's got.
I agree.
You understand? So you thought you was going to get bodied by him. It's no excuse. Yo, you got 3-0, that's under your column and other losses. Niggas saying that. I respect the statement that he made, because, you know what I'm saying, I know Chris loves battle rap. I know he loves what he does. So I'm just saying that, you know what I'm saying, you shouldn't have took it at all. Like, even back when you know, certain things happen in a flash. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if you had certain things that was transpired months before you battled, you should have said, you know what, fuck that. I'm going to cancel it and just take my, you know what I'm saying, wait till another time. But at the end of the day, niggas be just trolling, and I don't think that's right. I don't think it's right at all. You know what I'm saying? Canada Dot, niggas saying that URL is this NBA, Canada Dot is Euro League. They trolling with that bullshit, too. Canada Dot is the Premier League, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion, because they got their shit together. Ain't no way in the world organically making moves to have niggas come and battle for them, and niggas, and this is me saying this on y'all show, because I don't care. How y'all niggas is grown-ass men and don't have your ID and passport? You know you might have to travel somewhere. You're supposed to have a passport that's like the highest form of ID. Nobody could question your passport, my nigga. You ain't got a passport. You're trying to get into battles and shit like that with EBT cards and shit, doing too much. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
And I just think that that's unprofessional. And Organic has broken his back to get niggas into Canada, and niggas is half-stepping. You know what I'm saying? And just to taking battles for checks, y'all half-stepping. You know what I'm saying? Then you wonder why, like you said, Dre, I agree. If URL was the only league, niggas would be tight. Because right now, it's the redundance of the same niggas on every fucking card. The same, you know what I'm saying? No matchups worth, you know what I'm saying? Like, Head Ice and Kayshawn was a matchup that was good. It was good. On paper, it was good. You know what I'm saying? I think certain matchups like that should happen more often. But, you know, just the fact that niggas are trying to excuse that, you know what I'm saying? And you got niggas trolling, because it didn't happen on King of the Dot. On URL, it didn't matter. Okay, so why? Because it's street cred-wise? Because King of the Dot got just as many views, you know what I'm saying? They put out battles. URL, let's keep it a buck, and I don't give a fuck. Let's keep it a buck. They have an event, what, twice a year? And then one nigga to sign contracts for twice a year? I'm not signing. I'm not going to work for 2 days a year and get paid the same salary. Y'all can get ahead with that. Y'all smoking crack. Nah. They wonder why niggas don't want to sign contracts, and then they get mad and blackball them and shit like that. Let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Niggas should be able to battle wherever they want. That's why leagues like RBE shout them out. Trap House shout them out. You know what I'm saying? Bloody Nose shout them out. Shout out Spit That Heat, Empire, Syndicate, Cartel, Guerrilla Warfare. You know what I'm saying? Battle League. It's leagues that's out here that want to book shit. You know what I'm saying? So, and one more thing before I go, because I love y'all. I'm not taking up y'all time. Yo, these leagues that I just named, shout out O Street Status, niggas that got put on by other leagues, these lower name leagues, and make it to URL. Y'all niggas is foul for not going back to battle for them niggas. I'm telling y'all now. Y'all foul for not going back to battle. Whoever came in through Street Status and didn't go back to battle for, oh, y'all suckers. Niggas who came in through iBattle and go back to battle for them, y'all suckers. Niggas that came through Bloody Knuckles and don't go back to bunk battle for them, y'all suckers. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. That's all I want to say. Thank y'all for me on in. You already know how I get down, Dre.
I know you do.
I think now, fuck that. Lonnie deserves her own fucking segment. God.
No, I have one on my show called Grandma Gears, and that shit that would have been on my Grandma Gears. But I, you know, the fact that y'all speak on these subjects, you know what I'm saying, and just talk, you know what I'm saying, from a fan's point of view, and just people that love battle rap, I love y'all know that. You know what I'm saying? Don't
let me hold before you go. Plug your show, please.
Oh, okay, I have two shows, one show. Yeah, y'all niggas, they ain't never call up. My first show is My Baby. That's my show I created myself. It's called The Bardo. That's on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays on Blog Talk Radio. I've had everybody on, you know, a lot of guests, battlers, underground artists. You know, I got some hip-hop legends that's coming on shortly. So that's at 11, that's 11 p.m. And then my new venture, First Lady Black Flag Music Group out of Cali. That's my partner, Kev, and the boss Keo, and that's the Big Bang Show, and that's on Wednesdays at 11 p.m. on Blog Talk too. The past few shows been crazy. Like the show last week, Stevie's supposed to call in. We didn't even have him on. We was just talking our shit. We got 5,000 listeners for the hour.
the show Bill
collected did 7,700. So, you know, shout out to all the supporters of the Big Bang Show as well as the Bar Dog. I love y'all, and I'm going to tell y'all this on y'all show. Stop entertaining that coonery. Keep pushing y'all brand. Keep doing what y'all do in this, because at the end of the day, Dre, you started this loving hip-hop and sports. Don't let nobody curtail that. And Timbo, you a battle fat lover. You know what I'm saying? Let niggas talk coonery. Let them be rabid with their shit. Don't let it affect y'all. Y'all already doing what y'all doing. Y'all got y'all fans. Keep it that way. You know what I'm saying? And y'all got to support and me. So, that's it.
Appreciate the love, yo. Real nigga shit, yo. Appreciate the love. Yo, real nigga shit.
Thank
yo.
You, Lottie.
For real.
All right. I love y'all. Y'all continue. I'm out. I gotta go.
Easy.
All right, girl.
Damn.
Yo.
Well, here's the thing. We had the last two callers tell us that they felt it counseled better where you battle. Basically.
I think it does, man. It does count. Fucking counts, man.
K.O., I see you, my G. I see you, K.O. I see you.
Yo, we gotta get K.O. in here. Fuck, he
just
deserves to get on right now. Hold
up. KO's the homie, man. That's my bro. We could disagree,
yo,
but that's still
good.
My guy.
Yo, what's good, man?
KO, what's good, my G?
Yo, okay. Your last two calls were speaking purely in emotions, not facts. That's all emotion.
Oh,
no
man.
Facts. Let me ask you this, right? Verb, I'm an honest man. Verb lost to Caustic. Verb lost to Illmatic, right?
Yeah.
Right, fact.
He turns around and gets books for the Super Bowl of battle rap, right?
Facts.
After that. So what does that tell you?
Like I've been saying, KO, from the beginning of the show, and even Zip said it when he called up here, are niggas going to other leagues just for a paycheck, or just for a look, or they're not, and I have a problem with that, bro. If you're just going over there, just don't give it a fuck, that's a problem.
No.
I fucks with Charlie Cooks, my dude. Hold on, I fucks with Charlie Cooks. His facial expression alone looked like he didn't want to be there, bro.
I feel you on that, right? I mean, not going in there half-ass. My whole thing is saying, I'm not saying going there and bullshit the people and take their money.
Right.
What I'm saying is, does it, in truth, not emotion, not what you want, not how you really feel in your heart, does those losses count? Because how can Verb get killed by two battles on KOTD in a row, killed, no contest, and gets booked for the biggest battle, the Super Bowl of the battle world? If a nigga gets killed, he's not, and it counts, you don't want that nigga on your stage, right? He just lost.
Here's the thing about Verb's performances. He didn't even try, KO.
He didn't even try, bro.
It's not like he was up there giving a mil percent, man. He did not give a fuck. We know what Verb is capable of. I feel what you're saying. That is why I don't feel like this loss is going to affect either of them. Clips didn't come prepared with three rounds. Cerrone didn't beat a Clips that came prepared with three rounds. Who gives a shit?
Nobody. I'm not justifying going to the to King of the Dot with half-ass performances and half-ass rounds. I'm only stating that those losses in all reality does not affect you. It may affect Cerrone if he loses to Pat Stay. It may affect Lopez if he loses to Taku Tech, whoever the hell that is. It may affect them, but it's not going to affect me coming from the URL and battling this guy. It's not gonna change. Smack not gonna look at a loss on King of the Dot and be like, we can't book him. No, doesn't work like that. I'm sorry, doesn't work like that. I mean, you could be emotional.
But the same way that happened, it happens vice versa too. King of the Dot's not gonna look at somebody that took a loss on Smack and say,
yes, they will.
Who?
They gonna take anybody on Smack, man. Win, loss, or draw. They got Cortez.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. It's not gonna matter to them if they lose, win, or draw. Just like it doesn't matter to Smack. Smack doesn't give a fuck if somebody lost over there.
Man, I'm just saying, like, honestly, man, like, the niggas is going over there. They get killed on King of the Dot.
But hold on. I don't want to harp on King of the Dot only. It's King of the Dot. It's Syndicate Cartel. It's all the leagues that Lundy even described a second ago. Like, for instance, Shotgun Sugar and Rosenberg Raw is a good battle. Big K and Illmac, I watched that battle a lot, my dude. I ain't even going to hold y'all up. I watched that shit at least over 10 times. I'm going to keep it real.
But I'm saying, like, if I come over there and lose, it doesn't matter. I can put on a dope performance. I can win over there. But it's not going to do nothing for affect my career. You got people that are riding. And they going to ride with Clips, and they going to ride with Verb, and they going to tell you to your face that they don't care about those losses over there. Cause
I agree with that. They all going to say that.
They genuinely do not care about a King of the Dot performance. It's like, if you look at that, you like, man, you know, they just going over there to get a battle. If they kill them, fine. If they lose, so what? Who cares? That's why my whole
thing. Here's my question to you. Now, we have a big Danny Myers fan here on the show. I hate to bring this dude up again. But we have a big Danny Myers fan on the show. Now, if Danny would have beat Verb on Smack, what would that have done for his career?
It would have boosted him. It would have boosted him. If I beat you in a regular season scrimmage, sorry to say that's what I feel like though some of those leagues are, regular league, you know, preseason. I beat you in preseason. It doesn't matter. I watched the Detroit Lions go 8, but they went 4-0 in the preseason. They went 0-16 for the season. It's a difference. if he beats Bird on URL Smack, then it boosts his career. But a victory at the Duel of the Desert, and then you let King of the Dot get it. It doesn't. It did nothing for Danny. Nothing. He lost that battle anyway. Who cares?
I see that thinking, man. I don't agree with it, but I understand where you're coming from because our people be thinking. I understand y'all thinking. I really do. But
I'm just speaking, a battle, man.
I understand. You said, you know what? But let me ask you a question, KO. What if there was just one battle league? Then what? Would you be happy with just one battle league?
I mean, it's one NBA.
My nigga, if there's one battle league, KO Timbo, you understand that we're not going to get a lot of battles out here? It's not like URL is fucking, my nigga, they're not even throwing battles, what, four times a year, events four times a year or five times a year. That's why these other leagues are coming in and fill the cap in.
But look at the talent, though. Look at the talent they're getting, man. I mean, all these battles that they get, they've been on URL, and they flop. They got beach stringers.
What about the top 10 niggas in URL that's giving us not classics and not giving us high replay value battles? How about that?
I'm not saying there shouldn't be no other leagues, but I'm just acknowledging that it's a top dog in this game.
I agree. They're the top dog. But in the top dog, I'm not gonna shit on the other niggas on the come up because, like I said, ARP is giving Oops, Rosenberg Raw, Fireboy. These niggas are not gonna get no chances nowhere else.
But why do you think that? Why do you think that? Do you think because somebody doesn't like them, they're blackballed? Do you think
no? Because fans probably not going to pay to go see them. Fans probably not going to go pay to see them.
And they got to get
like for instance, Sire Boy and JC is a dope ass battle. Ain't nobody talking about that shit.
Nobody. I watched it once. And I wasn't interested after that. It's not me.
Timbo tells me all the time, Drake, all these young motherfuckers, they all sound alike to him.
I'm not a fan of you guys. I've been very vocal about it.
Me neither. None of them stands out besides Breeze, Rosty, and T-Top. Other than that, Trip stands out because how he looks. But other than that, nobody stands out besides Breeze and T-Top.
Okay.
That's the only two I can see making it out this new PG class. Everybody else is just iffy. They okay. Mm-hmm. Nothing amazing. Mm-hmm. None of those Rosenbergs. They had their shot. They didn't do it. So now they battling on, you know, the B team, which is cool. But let's be real. Mm-hmm. It's the B team.
I feel you, my G.
Yo,
man.
Yo, salute, K.O. All
right. I appreciate y'all letting me get my three rounds.
You already, man. You already.
All right, my G. Salute, bro. K.O. right there, man. We got the guest calling up, Dre.
Let's get it, man.
Let's go. We got... Hold on.
I hate y'all out there. Yeah, I think it's coming from, man. I respect niggas' opinions. It's just an opinion. Mm. Ain't nobody right or wrong. You know what I'm saying? I ain't right. I ain't wrong. You ain't right. You ain't wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's just like... Let's see what we can talk about here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
Shit crazy, bro. Niggas don't tell me Marv won a lot of they don't count. I like that battle, bro. I'm sorry, man.
Facts. I want to say something that Lonnie expressed about the artists going back to their roots. Now, this is one thing that I liked about Magic. You know, Magic went back to battle on Street Status. You know, he did the Heartless battle on Street Status. I know he came up on Street Status. I like those platforms. I'm a big fan of Street Status. Salute to O, man. O is like a day one dude. This is one of the first people that I really fucked with in battle rap was O, man, from Street Status, yo. Yeah, we got another caller actually on. That's been waiting. Let's go 901-692.
You.
Yo, 901-692. You hit us about 10 times. All right, man, that was your shot. Salute, though.
Yo, I want to give a shout out to my man at Infinite Dre. He says, listening to PSA Radio from Australia. Man, salute to you, my guy. For real, Australia.
Oh, real
shit. That's just fuck.
Word. Salute. Oh, man, I picked the wrong 901. 901-864, my fault.
What's up?
What's up, bro?
I was like, name my number? Damn. Yeah. Y'all both good?
Yeah, man. What's good, bro?
Man, I was going to talk about these battles. These battle leads. Man, everything matters.
Talk about it.
What's up?
Everything matters. Like, you know, KOTD been around for a while. I remember when they was with Grindtime, you know, remember Kid Twist and Fresco. That's like a classic to me.
You.
Twist and Fresco. Kid Twist and Fresco.
Yeah, of course. And then, man, you got so many battles over there. You got so many great battles over there. Pat Slay, Head Ice, you know, people just got to show up for real. I mean, you know, that shit pissed me off everywhere.
I feel what you're saying, man. Here's the thing, man. I know they got great battlers, and of course they do, man. I'm big fans of those top KOTD names. But, yo, they also got people like, I'm not a big fan of this person, Hunter Bullets. You know, you got the Hunter Bullets. You got these other dudes, man, who might not fit that mold.
Yeah, but, you know, it's trash. It's trash. You were real trash and spit the heat, you know, smoke me, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, like what Drew was saying, Drew was talking about developed talent, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's my thing. That's my thing. You know, you got a Rum Nitty, you know, who's like a
for real, URL guys, me, you know, URL mold type guys, and KOTD. I don't want to see a bad enough type contact, so, you know, Bert Kane and all of that. I'll be like, yo,
you know what? Here's the thing. Is this a coincidence or what? Or is this the dude trolling? You remember a while back, Daylight said, if Arcane is battling, I will not battle. Like, I'm not going to battle
say that.
If Arcane is on this card.
Sharon, Sharon, my favorite. You know, I want to see that. Want to see a just a classic or a good battle with him and Clips. You know, man, they like two top dudes in the world, like in the whole world.
Yep.
You know, just this point, like Clips not showing up right there. Like, you know, it ain't nothing serious. They like, you know, maybe you know you have a Disney family, but yeah. Sure, that Justin Samuel, you get destroyed by Clips. And everybody was talking about C Rex, you know, making millions of dollars with the Payton Pool, Apple and Rich.
you're right, man.
But another thing, Daylight should have made Black History last night, being the first Black KOTD champ. I was real disappointed about that.
Yeah.
He's just a wild boy, man.
Could have made a better statement doing that.
Yeah. I was like, he came out. I was like, he fought Jacob Robinson at the event. But he came out dressed as Nat Turner or Fiddler from Roots or something like that.
Yeah,
so.
Yo,
what
I
man. I'll see you, man. Appreciate it.
You're ready, man.
Salute to 901, man.
All
right. See if we got the guest calling up. Yep, we got the guest right here. PSA wants to welcome Farrah Funeral. Farrah, what's good?
Hey, guys.
I'm just feeling, how you doing?
I'm fine. I have an extremely crazy headache, but I said I was cool, and I know y'all been trying to get me on the show for a while. I just said I was going to call, so headache and all, I'm here.
Let's go. We won't take up too much. I know you're sick. But we just wanted to get you on.
So, Farrah, let's start from the top, man. How was your experience at the Gladiator School, man?
Sorry. I got the hiccup. Excuse me. Gladiator School, don't judge me. I'm still growing.
You're good.
Gladiator School was amazing. Like, it was a different, like, it was just different in a whole. Like, it wasn't what we're used to as battle rappers. It wasn't a regular battle rap crowd. These are people that don't go to battle rap events, and they don't really know the culture. They know somewhat of it, but they don't know any personal aspects. So it was just like, if you're not an entertainer, if you are not a performer, this wasn't the crowd for you. So that Gladiator School was, it showed you, like, who can, like, work a crowd or who can work a stage and who could keep, you know what I'm saying, people focused on, you know, what they're saying as opposed to people who are known for doing personals or, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. So that's basically what it was. But it was an amazing experience, like.
Did it test your writing? Because like you said, you couldn't really do a lot of personals there. A lot of these people didn't know a whole lot.
Right. With me, it didn't really test my writing because I'm not a real personal person. So my bars are always really general. So I don't think it tests me as, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to anybody else. But definitely... the crowd was really big on real life, real rap, raw Kevin Hart. You know, they were, like, really into that. So if you had any of that, like, this is real life shit, like, you ain't never been through this, they were fucking with you. And that's basically, like, they were in tune with the reality of it as opposed to bars. it was like a good 4 or 5 people. It was like two guys that were in the front row, a black and white friend. And I mean, they had to be like, I guess, the biggest battle rap, non-battle rap fans in the world.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, even for the littlest thing, this guy was like, oh, yeah. He was doing dances and everything. Like, it was so funny. Like, they recorded him for, like, 3 minutes. Like, every reaction, he was just so into it. Like, it didn't matter what was said. He was reacting, and he didn't care.
What's going on with his retirement talk, man?
I retire all the time.
You want some Jay-Z shit? Is that what you want? Is this
yes.
Hope your inspiration? Like, fuck it, I'm going to retire, come back. You want some MJ
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I retire every couple of months.
Well, aren't you battling in January? Aren't you battling in January?
Like,
Syndicate Cartel?
I don't know. I thought I was. I have no idea. I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know anymore. I mean, you know, sometimes like, people be like, all right, we're going to lock you in. You don't send my money. I don't know if I'm battling. Like, I don't got time for that. Like, send my money.
Whoa,
send half of my money. Send something. Send a contract.
Yeah.
I don't know now. So now it's about to be December, and if I don't have a contract, I don't have no money. I don't have a battle. Because I'm not
true.
Like everybody else. I don't just sit. Once you tell me, like, oh, I want you to battle so-and-so, I'm not going to sit and start writing because that's wasting my time. People back out every
yeah.
day. So I'm not going to waste my time, and I'm not really, you know, I'm not like everybody else that's always in battle mode. My brain starts to hurt after writing a couple of bars. It takes me a while to be motivated. So I'm not going to hurt my head and waste my time.
You don't sound like you're too keen in battle anymore. Am I right on that assumption? Like, you're not really...
No, I mean, sometimes I get excited, but I feel like I need to take a little break and get back to reality. Like, when I took the break and then I came back and battled Matt, I think that's what I needed. And now I tend to play around, and my brain be everywhere else but focused on the battle at hand. Like, I think I could have did a lot. I could have did way better with my QB battle. And I was writing up until the day of my battle. Even the day of the battle, I was fixing my third round. Like, so, yeah, you know, I just got to really get back into the essence of it and you know, get back to what the fans love and stop slacking, basically. And
well,
I'm
here's the thing, Sarah, I'll give you this, though. You do have that style, that look, that it factor. You are marketable. You do come to the events looking like you do give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just roll off the bed and it's like, fuck it, I'm just going to the battle. You know what I'm saying? I do think you kind of do have that star quality. I do get some of your battles. I'm like, come on, Farrah. Where's the raw Farrah at? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
The two and two that you had with Shuni, to me, that shit was classic. You know, some Jaden style shit. You know what I'm saying? Does it ever bother you that your name is always mentioned in battles? In the negative light?
Before it did, now it doesn't really bother me. I laugh at it. I mean, because it's like me now, it's like, all right, cool. I don't hide nothing from the battle rap world. It is what it is. But then it's like the females that mention me or that have spoken of me in a negative light, y'all like right behind me, like two steps behind everything I do. Y'all right on me, so... Goddamn near in the battle rap fucking world, like literally fucking. Like, y'all two steps ahead. You know what I mean? Like, don't try to throw me under the bus because your pussy's worn. I don't know. Like, it's.
Damn it, man.
So, you know, like, I laugh at it nowadays, but it just goes to show, like, people really pay you attention. Like, I'm the one they say don't have any bars, but everybody always wants to battle me. Like, why you want to battle me? I don't want no bars for you. Like, I don't have no bars, period. So why do you feel the need to want to come for me? What can I do for your career?
Okay. Well,
true.
Last question before we pass. Go ahead, Jimbo.
Sorry, I got a quick question for you. I want to know who a great style matchup male-wise you would see for yourself right now. Is there anybody that's on
for
your radar?
Me,
yeah.
I think it would have to be, like, everybody's saying it would be me and Aver. I think because we talk the most shit, and it's like, out of all the, he doesn't get under my skin. So I guess to the other girls, they get irritated by the shit that Verb says. I don't give a fuck about what Verb says. I told Verb all the time, pull your thong out your ass, your pussy is showing, like, you act like a little bitch. Grow up. Like, his stuff doesn't bother me. He bothers everybody else, so everybody's saying, like, I guess me and Verb will be a dope battle. You know, they always do the me and K-Sean, I guess, because we
talk
so much, but...
You sound like a female K-Sean.
On the road, on the way, like, on the, how do you say it, on the path he's going, he could die.
Right.
He's been losing lately. So, our styles are pretty similar, I guess, yelling-wise, but, yeah, that's it.
Okay. That's what it is. So, Farrah, in closing, are you a legend before we go? Are you a legend?
Am I a legend? Of course.
In female battle rap.
I'm a fucking legend in female battle rap. I'm like the little Kim of this shit.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see where you go with that, though. I can see that. I can see where you go with that, though.
But
Farrah,
I feel
listen.
Like I'm going to always be relevant to everybody in female, male battle rap. I don't, like, in battle rap in general. Like, I'll always be relevant, whether it's because she's loud and she's always screaming right. So, like, she started a trend. Like, nobody was wanting to get tattoos. Nobody was free-spirited. Everybody was just regular. You come to battles dressed down, jeans and T-shirts. Like, nobody was getting dressed up. Nobody wants to do their hair.
Right.
Nobody was wearing bundle hair. Now all these bitches stop wearing pack hair. No more synthetics. Like, I just... paved the way for these hoes, and I just think, like, they should, like, understand that I helped you guys and just respect my shit. Whether I don't have bars, performance-wise, there was nobody performing besides Norma. Not everybody want to be performing, and everybody want to do all this extra shit. Not everybody's tatted up. Not everybody's been wearing good hair. No, you hoes been wearing pack hair. You hoes been wearing synthetic clippings. Like, cut the shit. Just thank me and say, Farrah, led us in the correct path of weed wearing. That's all that I want. And, you know, and say that it's because of Farrah, we're free spirits and we say and do what the fuck we want. That's all I wanted, like, just give me that. But these hoes don't respect me. They think, like, oh, they started. No, bitch, I started this shit. I started this good weave shit, okay?
Yeah.
It was me. Thank me.
Yeah. Yo, we appreciate you giving us a couple minutes of your time, man. We really do, man. For real. I'm fucking
Thank
with us, man.
You.
All
I'll
right,
be
you
that
home nice
when I don't
you.
Have the headache. I appreciate you, guys.
Good.
Salute.
You good.
Salute,
you good. Salute, Farrah.
Thank
you. Peace.
Salute, Farrah. Thank you.
Yo. Yeah, fucking funeral.
I got an announcement to make. I just
Let's
saw
go.
This. I'm late on it a couple of days. I've been busy this weekend, but I got to say it so everybody knows right here on PSA Radio. Ill Will versus Big K. I was reading. Is locked. And it's going down. I don't think the platform or the league is announced yet. If it has, please let us know. But yeah, so Ill Will versus Big K. How do you feel about that one, man?
Bro,
I'm
hyped for this. Yeah, I'm hyped for this, bro. Have we shitted on Ill Will as a battle rap community? Have we just shitted on this man?
Yeah.
Simbo, come on, man.
Yeah.
Let's be real. We all sat here and said that he's going to wax DNA. After that, he lost. Arsenal didn't want to battle him. He kind of took a step back, my dude. I think this humbled him. And I heard you say this before.
Mm-hmm.
I think he got humbled by this whole experience. And he might have needed it, but then again, it's probably not his fault. when Smack is co-signing you, like he's out there saying, you know what I mean? And,
mm-hmm.
bruh.
Deadass. Look, man, I'm picking Big K to win this one, man. I'm going Big K 2-1. This is a battle of the bullies.
Yeah.
This is a battle of the bullies.
And there's animosity there, too.
There's animosity there. Big K is on a fucking tear. And, you know, I'm picking Big K to win this one, man. I don't know. I haven't heard something from Will that just shows that he's in it. I don't know. I just haven't seen him.
No, he still got it, bro. I just think that he just took a big step back against DNA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I just haven't seen something. But, yo, going up against Big K, man, that's not fucking easy.
And it will be hearing the whisperings and the rumblings of people, like, you know, not giving him his just due, you know, like questioning him. Like, you're not the only one questioning him. A lot of people questioning Ill Will right now. Also, don't just straight up and down say he don't want to battle you. That's like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't really want to battle you, Ill Will.
It's true. Yeah.
But I'm very interested in this battle, bro. Very much interested in this shit. I can't even lie. And T-Dub said it. Don't sleep on Will. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sleep on Will, but I'm still going to pick Big K because if I'm going off on what's on past battles, and we do this as a battle rap community, maybe it's wrong on my part. You're only as good as your last battle. Like Timbo said, I haven't seen nothing from Ill Will since the T-Rock battle.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Right. Niggas are going to say, Timbo, he's sitting on bars. I don't live by that quote. And I hate when niggas say you're sitting on bars. You ain't sitting on bars, but that don't mean that the bars are going to be hard. You be sitting on shit. What you going to do with it? You see what I'm saying? So until you prove to us that what you're going to do with your skills, then I got to go Big K 2-1. But I'm expecting Ill Will to come on a tear, though, Timbo. You know what I'm saying?
You think?
Yeah. Facts.
I'm expecting a fight to be put up, yo, but I got Big K winning this shit clearly, bro. 2-1. A clear win.
Mm.
Clear win. 2-1. I'm going with that. I'm willing to put another 50 on it. Who's down? Anybody?
Oh boy, there you go.
Anybody? By the way, Bags, I just gotta say it on the show, man. Bags, you did not send me your email for the $50 that I was supposed to pay you for your PayPal. So I'm giving you have a deadline of noon Eastern time. Tomorrow, I extended it from 5 p.m. Eastern time today. I'll give you until noon tomorrow to send me your email. Man, send me your PayPal so I can fucking send you 50 bucks. But if not, then it's a wash. Anyway, we have another update. There's a Boston card in May, and there was Lush One has announced a couple of matchups for that. It is Roan versus Goods and DNA. Roan versus Goods?
Wow. Left field.
Roan versus Goods. Yeah, different. Dirtbag Dan versus DNA. DNA versus 40 Bars. Conceited versus Chilla Jones.
Hold on, Timbo. Did you just say that DNA's battling twice? Am I hearing you right?
Yep. It won't be the first time. He's done it before. He did it on the Don't Flop one, remember?
Yeah, he did on Don't Flop. Yeah, he did it.
He did it on Don't Flop. So Conceited, Chilla Jones, Rome vs. Goods, DNA vs. Dirtbag, Dan, DNA vs. 40 Bars.
Yo, that Conceited, who's combating? Chilla Jones?
Mm-hmm. Chilla Jones.
Don't sleep on that battle, son. I know Chilla gonna bring his bars and shit. You see, niggas don't like Chilla like that. They say he's boring, but I appreciate the shit Chilla brings to the table. You know, the shit he writes down on pen and pad. This could be a good battle. You know what I mean? But I'm not gonna. Goods and Rome, though, it's a little different, though. I expect Goods. You know what? Is that on King of the Dot?
I don't know if it's on King of the Dot or the Fresh Coast Media one, because Lush One is the one who announced it. So,
well, here's the thing with Goods is doing something that I asked for. I know he battled in St. Louis, but he doesn't battle a lot of road battles. So he's taking his talents on the road. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to DNA. As much hell and grief DNA gets from the public, some of it is justifiable.
A lot.
Well, you got to commend this man, Timbo. What? He was supposed to battle Rome yesterday, right? He ended up battling Rome, taking somebody's spot again. The same shit happened with Sharon and Shotgun and Sugar when they were supposed to battle King of the Dot. That didn't happen, and DNA comes in the fold. So, like I said, I don't know if DNA is the cleanup man or he's a nigga that you call when shit is going left.
Well,
but
he had an antic.
Man, that man.
He had an antic from their first battle. He had the,
not the bomb
strapped to his chest. Yes.
Okay.
All right. He had the bomb strapped to his chest.
Who won, though? I didn't know who won.
I heard Roan was fucking spazzing this battle. I don't know the winner. I gotta check it out, man.
This nigga KO said, "I'll kill her, buy a new outfit before he battle Conceited." Damn, y'all niggas. Damn, bro.
KO's a fucking asshole, bro.
He'll kill her, buy some new gear before the battle, bro. That's just damn, man.
I don't know, man. All right, here's what I want to speak to you about this. I mean, this is fresh news, you know, that we just saw the Lux and Hollow, the Clips and Hollow. I want to get your predictions and breakdown on this real quick because I feel like, you know, with it being so fresh, we're able to talk about it. What do you think of those happen? Who would you have? Clips and Lux first. Clips and Lux, it sounds like, will be a known, if I'm mistaken.
Well, the general consensus, Timbo, from what I've seen, I guess they took a photo on some Joe Budden's Hollow to Die shit, the photo I saw. Mm-hmm. It seemed like everybody's picking Clips. You know what I mean? And I can understand why. Some people have Lux 0-2 in his last two battles. I got him. You can say 1-1. You can say Owen. You know, some people say he beat Hollow. A lot of people, I feel, he's spoken to.
He's
Hollow won that
one
battle. He's at least 1-1. Totally agree with that. At least 1-1. You know what I mean? But he got his ass kicked by this Murder Mook. He has to redeem himself, and I think Lux will. Here's my question to you: what approach is he going to go to Charlie Clips? Is he going to go back? And we've had Loaded Lux up there a couple weeks ago, and you said it himself. Lux, are you going to go back to the Lion's Den Lux? Are you going to go back to the early days of Loaded Lux? That approach you're doing with the angel shit and the preacher thing, just come with bars against Clips, my dude. Just, that's all we ask him. You feel me?
I agree. I don't know if there's an angle. Yeah. I don't know if there's like a specific angle though for Clips, because Clips is so well rounded as a battle rapper, man. His presence on that stage, his ability to freestyle and rebuttal, and the fact that his bars are dope. I mean, he's so hard to beat when he's on his A game.
Yeah.
Obviously, he was just beat yesterday, but I'm saying on his A game, which we would all expect him to bring against a Lux. Of course. But, I mean, it just sounds like it would be tough to pick. I was one of those people that said Clips, man. And I'm still standing by that. I still stand by picking Clips, man. It's just as far as a well-rounded battle rapper and not taking that preacher route. But I feel like his luck's so consumed with that preacher shit.
That style, right?
And,
yeah.
The talking to you, because even in interviews, he's like that. Even in interviews, he does the intelligence and the speaking to you, breaking things down. But is that really able to work with Clips? Is that able to work with Clips?
I don't think so, bro. I don't think so. I think he's going to have to go with bars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's going to have to come with bars. Like, facts. You know what I mean? I got to go with Clips, man. I got to go with Clips. I just do. Until this man shows me something else, I just got to go with him, bro.
And then what about Clips and Hollow at Summer Madness?
Now, here's the thing. I would pick Hollow more to beat Clips before I pick Lux to beat Clips.
Oh, me too. I mean,
you know
I
mean?
Hollow beat Lux, so I'm definitely going that way.
Yeah, and just on style alone, I think
yeah.
Hollow and Clips, to me, Hollow and Clips is a better matchup than Clips and Lux. Just
yeah.
on the ability of those both those brothers right there with the freestyle ability, the rebuttals, this, that, and the third.
Mm-hmm.
And you know Hollow's going to, he knows he has to go hard. He's in the same place as Lux. You just left Total Slaughter, battle Joe Budden, Industry Cat. We all felt, we expected you to do better than what you did. Now you're going to battle Charlie Clips. You know what I'm saying? And Hollow is very strategic. He doesn't battle all the time. And I think Hollow is at a point in his career where he's only going to battle top-notch dudes. First for the payday, and it got to be a top-notch dude. Because the only way you're going to get a big payday is if you battle the big dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
He's not going to battle mid-tier niggas or the young boys. We know that. Hollow's not giving no peachy nigga no chance. Let's be real. Let's be real.
No, that's fine.
So if it's not Mook Rex, if it's not Mook Rex or one of those niggas or Tay Rock, you know what I'm saying, or some shit like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I will go, whew. I would say this, though, Tim, if Clips could be Hollow and Lux Machi, like, convincingly,
is he the best is he the best effort, Dre, if he beats Lux and Hollow?
Convincingly, yes.
I think he has.
Because,
I mean, people say Mook. People say Mook, though. People are going
to
put Mook in there as the best ever. Is Mook
but here's the problem
of battle rap?
It's Mook. He's a logo. He's a logo.
He is a logo.
You know what
he's
I'm saying? I don't know if he's the best battle rapper. You know why? Yes, Timbo, I get it. He's 11-0, 12-0 in his battles. I get it, Munchie. But those rounds weren't really super duper cold. Hollow's down voice. It just wasn't cold like that. You know what I mean? Like, they was just, it was cool, but it wasn't cold. You know what I mean? Yeah, man, I gotta agree. If Clips could beat Lux and Hollow convincingly, or some 2-1 convincingly, or 3-0 convincingly, not a body bag, because I don't think Clips, let's be real, he's not going to do them the way he did Rex. Because I don't think they're going to come, they're not going to have situations, and if they don't have situations, they're going to come better prepared. And obviously, those guys see what's going on with fucking Charlie Clips. They see that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could say Clips is probably top dog in Harlem right now, and I won't have an argument with that. You know what I mean? Not at all. So,
I wouldn't either.
Yeah. So if he beats
but
him convincingly,
ever,
bro?
Ever.
Yeah, I might have to go there, bro. I might have to go there. Seriously. Real shit. You know what I mean?
Best ever. You know how many people that encompass this man in battle rap?
Facts.
Yeah, how many battle rappers? That's just...
But I don't want nobody getting fucked up, though. I don't want nobody getting fucked up. There's battles, I think Clips lost. Like, I think you could say he lost to Be Magic. It's debatable.
Mm-hmm.
It's debatable. He lost to Harless. He lost to Illmac. He battles to me that these motherfuckers count. I had Big T. I actually had Big T beating Charlie Clips. Believe it or not, Big T. 2-1. I had Big T 2-1. Watched that battle 7 times, and I still feel Charlie Clips won round 1. Big T clearly won round 2. And it's a toss-up between the third round, but I give it a Big T. So I think every battle rapper has caught an L, or we can make an argument they caught an L. I don't think there's nobody walking these streets of the battle rap world that doesn't have an L under their column or questionable L under their name. You know what I mean?
I don't think so either. Of course. Yeah, there is. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, man. I hope these battles happen, though. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
I would love to see Clips and Lux. Love to see. I've been wanting to see Clips and Hollow.
More than Lux, right?
More than Lux. I'm put.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, but here's the thing. Would you put Clips and Hollow before Clips and Lux?
Yes. The greediness in me, because how much I want to see it, I would say yes. But to me, at this juncture, it doesn't matter, because if he's going to battle both of them, I just want to see battle both of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're Clips, though, then, now see, here's the thing. You're going to have to write your ass off. For both these cats, like, Clips going to have to really, you know what I'm saying, dig in every inner soul and write some hard shit. You know what I mean? You can't battle Loaded Lux and Hollow Don. You know, and if Clips could be one of them, it's still good. But here's the question. What if Clips lose both of those battles? What if Hollow beats him and Lux beats him? You see what I'm saying? Like,
you're
convincingly,
right.
Niggas can't say it don't count because the damn show does count. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he loses those battles, bro, I'm. You know, You know, we have to take a look at Charlie Clips. Like,
he needs to win at least one. He has to.
Of course.
He has to win.
He got
to
go 1-1. He has to go 1-1. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
So
yeah. I would have him as the best ever. If he wins both of these, if he beats Lux and he beats Hollow, he's the best battle rapper of all time, in my opinion.
And I don't argue with that. But I also feel that people want Clips to lose because they get mad at him because they feel that he don't go hard. I think there's a large contention of people that want him to lose just so he could tighten the fuck up. Like, here's a reality check, Charlie. You know what I mean?
Yep.
People always say to us all the time, they feel Clips don't go 100%. And they feel either he goes 50% or 55%. To me, it's kind of hard to gauge the percentage of somebody goes hard or they don't go hard. It's kind of hard to determine that. But you could tell. And once again, I'm going to say this again on PSA Radio with my bro Timbo. I watch these battles. So I'm not talking. So I watch these battles that just happened yesterday. I watched two of these battles. I watched Bad Stand Day, and I watched Clips and Sharone. And I'm telling y'all right now, when y'all watch this battle, you're going to come back to me and Timbo and be like, yo, I see what y'all brothers are saying. Clips look like he can get two flying donkey nuts being on that stage with Sharone. And if y'all think that's cool, I personally don't. That's why me and Timbo read the passage that this nigga wrote, because he knows people are going to get at him. And I think every battle rapper needs to know that, yo, niggas are going to get at y'all if y'all bullshitting, my dude. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know? So
It's true, man. I was hoping these battles would happen earlier, though. Lux and Hollow. I was hoping that there would be a December event and that something would be released. You know, Smack always does something on Christmas. There's usually always a Christmas battle, you know, that's released. I forgot, what was it last year? Which battle was that Khan and Hitman last year?
Nah, Khan and Hitman was Summer Madness, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't on Summer Madness. You're right, that was Gnome. Which one was released on Christmas last year?
That was it wasn't last year. It was the year before that. It was
Surfing
was fucking Khan. Yeah, the year before last. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I wish it was a December event, but man, too much shit going on in battle rap. Fucking Daylight,
what?
You owe me $50. You owe me $50, and then I owe that $50 to Headbangs. Once again, 12 p.m. Eastern time is your deadline for that shit. That's just facts. 12 p.m. Eastern time, bag. Send me that shit. But, we're going to wrap up a little bit early tonight, man. We're going to chop up a lot of this stuff. We're going to release some content. We got a lot of good shit from Marv One and everything like that working on this week's guests. You already know what the fuck it is, though. Salute everybody listening to PSA Radio. Yo, catch us tomorrow, yo. You already know what the fuck it is. This is myself and my bro, Dre. Three Letterman, what's good, man? Take us out.
Man, y'all already know, man. PSA motherfucking radio, man. Shout out to all the callers, listeners, man. Just even took the time to listen to us. Y'all know what we do over here. We dropping content after content. Leave a message on the bottom, whether you hate us or you're not. It's all love. It's cool. We chuckle at this shit anyway. Even that deep. It's just battle rap. You can flame me and Timbo. Tell us we suck. We don't get offended. It's okay. All right? Shout out to my bro Timbo, PSA Radio. I'll let your boy, man.
Y'all already know. We out.